Hello, and welcome to the journey. This is Silver Bowen, the proprietor of this little podcast. I'm the only one you're going to hear today. Maybe one of these years I'll have somebody else on here, but so far it's just me. This is actually the first episode of Welcome to the Journey, so if you're listening, hey, thanks for helping me start this out. I'm not expecting huge things from this episode, but, you know, I have to get something going somehow, and the only way to start is to start, right? One foot, then the other. Baby steps, all that. So Welcome to the Journey is my writing podcast. This is modeled a lot on things like Mer Lafferty's excellent I Should Be Writing, or, Talking on My Daily Walk by, I just can't remember anything today. This is actually getting harder. This is the fourth time that I've recorded this podcast. The first three times didn't work out, not for talking reasons, but for, because I'm glib, I can keep talking until my tongue falls off, probably, but just because the recording quality was absolutely atrocious. So I'm trying this now. I'm stopped. I'm on my daily route. I drive for a living, so I'm not making my living as an author by any stretch, but I'm hoping to get there one of these days. One of the things about my route, though, is there's a lot of dead time on it. Not really dead time that I'm not doing anything because I'm driving, but dead time where I'm not actively engaging my brain. Believe it or not, when you've done the same route hundreds and hundreds of times, you really don't have to think very much. You don't have to do much but kind of pay attention and make sure you're not doing anything incredibly dumb. So my thought process was, if I have all this time, then I use my time for a lot of things. I like to record little snippets of ideas or things that occur to me throughout my day, stuff that I might want to write about later. I write a lot of short stories, and a lot of my short story ideas have come to me while I've been driving around. I might hear something or see something or just some thought drifts across my mind, and next thing I know, I've got a treatment, and then I've got a full story done. So I use my time for that. I listen to a lot of podcasts. So, I've listened to a lot of writing podcasts, and I also listen to a lot of fiction podcasts. And the writing podcasts, I mentioned Mer Lafferty's I Should Be Writing, and the other one, I swear, I'm Nathan Lowell. I listened to his Talking on My Daily Walk, and that is also on my morning walk. Talking on My Morning Walk, that is also a really useful podcast. So those kinds of podcasts, Dead Robot Society, that's a great one. There's a lot of other ones out there. Those kind of podcasts are really useful for me kind of hearing other writers and what they're going through and how their career is progressing and things they're trying. So I thought it might be nice with this podcast to kind of do a similar thing. I'm starting from the beginning here. I've been writing a very short amount of time, and I'm not writing just to write or because I just want to have stories or I have something I have to say. I'm writing because I want to sell my fiction. I want it to get in front of an audience. I want people to read it and to enjoy it. I want to make a living writing fiction. It is a hard and fast goal, or a hard goal anyway, a solid goal, something like that. And I do enjoy writing. I enjoy it very much. It's a lot of fun. And probably at this point, now that I've set myself the goal of selling fiction, I think I can pretty safely say that if I don't ever sell any fiction, I'll still keep writing, because it really is that much fun. It's just very enjoyable to come up with whole worlds and make things up whole cloth. So I like it, but I don't like my day job. I don't hate my day job. It's by no means a bad day job. It's in fact a very easy and relaxed day job for a day job. But easy and relaxed or no, it is a day job. And it's all that time that I'm spending every day that I could be writing, or I could be doing something more enjoyable and more productive for me as a person. Because at the end of the day, my day job is just a paycheck. It's not getting me anywhere. I'm not learning anything from it. But, you know, the one good thing about it, like I mentioned earlier, is I do get to listen to podcasts and radio dramas and fiction and all that kind of stuff all day. So at least I get to try to use my time as a learning opportunity. So, you know, I kind of think of my day job as me going to school to be a writer. unfortunately, there's only so much you can get out of podcasts and driving around listening. I do a lot more research on the internet at night or whenever I have time, you know, whenever I take a break from my writing. I really wish that I had a portable internet device that I could just plug into my head and a little screen that I could use my eyeball for, and I could be looking stuff up online too and just dumping stuff into my head. But, you know, we'll get there, right? So anyway, my thought was that I could use some of my time during the day to record these podcasts and put them out there, and maybe there's some other writers out there who are struggling. Maybe there's some other guys who are just getting started, new writers, newbies, you know, and I'd really like to be a voice of hope and maybe share some of the things that I've been learning or anything that could help, just to kind of try to give back a little bit. There's been a lot of older, maybe not older, but more experienced writers that I've been learning from that are very, very willing to put their knowledge and experience out there to help out us newer folks. Guys like Dean Wesley Smith and J.A. Conrath in particular. And I kind of feel like if those guys with all their experience can be gracious enough to put as much help and knowledge out there as they can, then I can at least try to put a little bit of what I've got, which admittedly much humbler, much smaller scale, but maybe I can do something to help somebody. And at the very least, doing this podcast is fun, and it should be something that I like to do, right? I get to do a podcast. If even, you know, one person listens to it and gets something out of it, then that's better than nothing. And also, it's just good practice for me. Hopefully, as the podcast goes on and continues, I'll get more and more used to talking on my feet, almost like Toastmaster Club or something like that. I've never been terrible at public speaking, but extemporaneously speaking and improvising is probably a good thing for me to be practicing. And again, I write a blog, and I've set myself a challenge to write my blog daily. I put up a post every day at 6 a.m., and that's been a really good challenge for me just to get used to typing and putting stuff out. You know, it's nonfiction and it concerns different things and uses different muscles in my fiction writing. But again, without that daily motivator, I wouldn't be blogging, or I would hardly be doing as much. But with it, it takes me 5, 10, 15 minutes to do my blog. And that's another thing. A lot of times I record my blogs while I'm driving around, and all I have to do is sit down and transcribe them pretty much. But all those kinds of things, although they're not directly fiction writing, they're things that can help with my fiction writing. So that's another hope that I have, is that as I put this blog out there and continue to talk and work on these things, that it'll help to improve my fiction writing. If I can establish some kind of community, meet some other people who are out there who are doing the same kinds of things, you know, get any kind of access to more knowledge, then that's another potential benefit, and I think hopefully all those things are going to happen. We'll see what that looks like in 100 episodes or whatever, but you got to start somewhere. Yeah, right. That's the I think I want to make that the key lesson of this podcast, being that this is podcast number one and everything, is you have to start somewhere. No matter how faltering of a start, no matter how poor of a start, no matter how many mistakes you make, if you don't start, if you don't take that first step, then you can't ever get anywhere. You know, it's called operational paralysis is the fancy term for it. And basically it means you're looking at all these different options and all these things you could do, but you're so unsure of the consequences or of what the best choice is that you make no choice. And in the long run, you lose out on that. It's better to make a poor choice than to make no choice. So I truly believe that. I truly believe that there's no such thing as an aspiring writer. Either you write or you don't write. If you're writing, if you're making new words of fiction on some kind of regular basis, you're a writer. Now, you may not be a published writer. You may not even be a good writer. You may be the world's worst writer, but you are a writer. I'll accept new writer. I'll even accept newbie. Some of those make a little more sense to me. But I think it's very important that we choose our words carefully, especially the words that we use to describe ourselves. Those words live inside of us, and they affect everything that we do. They affect our outlook and the way we make our path through life. If you think of yourself as an aspiring writer, then you're thinking of yourself as not a writer, as somebody who wants to be a writer. You're hampering yourself. You're hobbling yourself. Think of yourself as a writer. Think of yourself as a prolific writer. Think of yourself as a prolific writer who is a day away from discovery and riches and critical acclaim and everything else. It's almost in your grasp. That's how you make things easy for yourself instead of making things hard for yourself. And that's I guess another good coming to it lesson, but I want to backtrack just a bit and go back to taking the steps. A lot of times the operational paralysis, the difficulty with taking that first step, is that we're not sure what the right step is. We're not sure if we can do it. It looks hard. It looks complicated. It looks difficult. All those kinds of things. So we're holding ourselves back. So before you take that step, something that's really helpful, again, is getting in the right mindset. Instead of thinking about difficult, instead of thinking about hard, instead of thinking about failure, instead of thinking about what if, use your imagination and envision the step as easy. It's something that anybody could do, like what I'm doing right now. Any monkey could sit down with their recorder and record a podcast and put it up on the internet. Nothing to it. Any monkey can sit here and talk and say some stuff. Nothing to it. It's not hard to do what I've done right now, this second, today. And knowing that it's not hard and giving myself that outlook and giving myself permission to fail and saying, you know what, whatever it is what it is, but if I don't do it, it won't get done. All that makes it easy for me to sit down and record something and put it out there and not worry about ridicule or failure or just coming off like an absolute flaming jackass. Which I might. And if I do, well, I tried. I did something. I didn't stop. I didn't hold myself back. I didn't let myself think that this was just too hard and too complicated and I'll try it next week. So, you can do it. Take the first step. If nobody else believes in you, you have to believe in yourself. I think that's a great place to end this first podcast. Thank you for listening. I hope you all have a wonderful day or night or morning or whatever you do to mark the time. And welcome to the journey. Oh, if I didn't mention it, and I'm not entirely sure that I had, my name is Silver Bowen. You can find my blog at silverbowen.blogspot.com. I'm on Twitter as Silver Bowen as well. If you're an aspiring writer, check out my post from about a month ago that pretty much iterates the same things that I just said. But hey, that's good enough. Welcome to the journey.